The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depths of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters.
Welcome back once again, everybody.
Really sorry I was gone last week. You want to know why I was sorry that I was gone last week? Because the readings were spectacular. First reading from the book of Genesis all last week. Some of the best readings, and I missed it. Okay, so just have to wait 2 years. Maybe I'll get a chance to talk to you about them again. But today, we continue with Genesis, and I want to tell you a little bit about, once again, tell you a little bit about our first reading. Because it tells the story of Cain and Abel, one of the archetypes of the Old Testament. Cain and Abel brings two firsts to the Bible, two firsts. It's the first time man ever questions God in his arrogance. "Am I my brother's keeper?" defiantly asks Cain of God Almighty. And it's the first time, did you ever see the word sin appear in the Bible? First time, but not the last time. Sin begets more sin. Jealousy gives birth to murder, and brotherhood is destroyed. Look through the book of Genesis. One of the most interesting things you'll see is how sin gradually destroys the beauty of God's creation. It's symbolically represented in the ever-decreasing ages of all the Old Testament characters from Genesis. Their lifespans get shorter and shorter. You start with Methuselah. Old Methuselah lived to be 969 years old, it says. And their lifespans get shorter and shorter. The more sin multiplies, you come up to the 8 days of Moses. Moses lives to be 120. And then you finally come to the book of Psalms, and it says man's life is a shadow. It passes like a breath. His years are 70 or maybe 80 for those who are strong. It's not the last time you'll ever see the word sin appear. And it's also not the last time that anyone will ever question God in his arrogance. Question for you this morning. How often in your internal monologue do you say things like this? "Let me tell you, God, if I were you, I'd do everything different. Oh, well, let me tell you what I'd do, God. I'd stop wars. I'd cure diseases. I'd set all the wrong things in this world. I'd set them right. If I were you, God." Do you often say those questions? I'll tell you one thing I'd never do. I wouldn't go to the cross. But the real God would. Because he knows that's the only place where wrong things are finally set right. Bearing the wrongs of someone else, even though they're not your fault, out of love for them and for their good. That's what heals what's wrong in the world. And how different are God's ways from our own? How terribly, terribly different. The Pharisees here in the gospel, they want a sign from Jesus. And if you've been listening to the gospel the last few days, they've gotten all kinds of signs from Jesus. He's just cured the daughter of the Syrophoenician woman, and he's healed the deaf man with a speech impediment, and he just got finished feeding 4,000 people with a handful of fish and a handful of loaves of bread. I don't know what kind of sign they wanted. Maybe they wanted some cosmological majesty from up in the skies, something that would be so amazing it would force everybody to believe. I don't really know, but you know what they really wanted? They wanted God to act on their own terms. And therein lies the problem. Therein lies the problem. Here in the Psalms, Our response was, offer to God a sacrifice of praise. It can often seem like a sacrifice to praise what you do not understand. But give God a little bit of credit. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are God's ways above our ways. And we're not always going to understand. You know, Cain was not favored by God, and Abel was. And the scriptures don't tell us why. God had his reasons. But defiance against God led to murder. Whereas obedience unto death gave way to life. Which of these two sides on the great cosmic struggle will you choose to fight on? The friends of Jesus believe even when they do not understand. Let's you and I strive to be among them. Amen.